This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. New numbers for illegal immigrants crossing the open border into the United States are in. 117,000 people were added in August to the already millions of illegal immigrants allowed into the country due to the Biden administration's decision to keep the border open. New York City Mayor Eric Adams yesterday calls out Biden.
We need the national government to stand up. This is not a New York City issue. This is a national issue, and it must be resolved. We must expedite work visa. It's just common sense.
The White House says they have America's open borders under control. Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has done what he can from here, from the federal government, from the White House, to put forth and manage our border in a safe and humane way to respect the dignity of every human. The president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else. He really has.
Two former leaders of the Proud Boys group were sentenced to more than a decade each in prison for leading the march on the U.S. Capitol to protest the election results after the 2020 presidential election. The 17-year prison term for organizer Joseph Biggs and 15-year sentence for leader Zachary Real were the second and third largest sentences handed down yet from January 6. Hong Kong is starting to feel the impact of Super Typhoon Sayola as winds reached hurricane force and rains blanketed the city. Hong Kong officials said it will raise the number 9 storm signal, that is their second highest, at 6:20 p.m. local time. That will be the first time in 3 years such a warning has been issued. The city earlier closed the stock market along with schools and grounded most public transportation ahead of the storm's arrival today. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As presidential candidate Donald Trump is claiming election interference from Democrat district attorneys, Georgia has decided it will broadcast Trump's trial live online.
The judge presiding over the Georgia indictment of the former president ruled all of the court proceedings will be live streamed on the court's YouTube channel following requests from media outlets to allow cameras in the courtroom. Trump pleaded not guilty in the case on Thursday. I'm Dave Collins.
As the House Oversight Committee continues finding evidence of alleged pay-for-play scheme by President Biden and his son, a top Democrat is now challenging House Republicans to look into the business dealings of Donald Trump's son-in-law.
While House Republicans are busy digging into Hunter Biden's dealings, the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says, why not look into Jared Kushner, too? Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin's demanding committee chair James Comer subpoena former President Trump's son-in-law for documents related to business ventures in Saudi Arabia. It's alleged Kushner may have raked in as much as $2 billion as a result of his work there during his time with the Trump administration. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A federal judge in Delaware ordered prosecutors and defense attorneys yesterday to provide a status report regarding a felony gun charge against Hunter Biden. Judge Mary Ellen Noriega directed lawyers to provide the report by next Wednesday, including any steps they believe the court needs to take. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, as we get closer and closer to Congress coming back and impeachment inquiry, no doubt. I don't know how you stop the motions, you know, as we continue to get tortured by the slow drip of more revelations coming out of these investigations, and even, you know, here you've got the National Archives resisting to release these emails with all these pseudonyms that come from the president that are being sent over, you know, just non-secured, government-controlled internet channels. I mean, this is unbelievable. And yet, look what they're doing to Donald Trump. Well, the managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood, joins us now. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, Bill, good morning, man. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. So what do you make of this madness? I mean, is it, you know, is the left just doing everything they can to just, you know, psyops normal everyday people to thinking that, hey, there's nothing to see here. Everybody's being Jedi'd into silliness. What's going on?
Well, I mean, as you say, there are these 5,000 emails that are tied to then Vice President Joe Biden. That's how this gets a little confusing, because it doesn't pertain to any emails he sent as, you know, the current White House leader, but it applies to when he was Vice President sometime.
But Narrow wouldn't have the current because he's still in office. So he's not. They're not going to have control of those documents until he leaves, right?
Absolutely. I like to try to clarify for the reader. I'm a
right
journalist. I'm a writer here at American Faith, and so I like to try to make it as clear as possible for people, just so they understand the nuts and bolts of it. Mm-hmm. That this apply, and this isn't to denigrate the story. This is absolutely bombshell that he's using mm-hmm. all these aliases. Not just one alias, multiple aliases, and
exactly.
thousands of these emails he was using them on. This is absolutely bombshell, but it's just mm-hmm. Just to clarify that these apply to when he was vice president, it's awful. So time will tell. It's hard to speculate right now. The thing, you know, for me, just personally, Bill, as an American, not even as a commentator, but just personally. I feel like this stuff comes and goes and nothing really ends up happening. And I know there are some good people in Congress. There are a few names that come to mind, and I think they're doing it. You know, Jordan's doing a good job. Comer's doing a good job with this right now on these oversight committees. And I think something will come about from this ultimately, but it's just so hard when you hear like, oh, well, you know, there are these emails, but we don't have them yet, and maybe something's going to happen, and then you get strung along, and then lo and behold, there's another, you know, pandemic or something else around the corner that we weren't expecting. It seems like every time we get our eye on the ball on something, we take a swing at something, the ball just disappears, and then there's, you know, something new flying.
Exactly.
What do you think? Do you think some of this?
Well, I think, first of all, I agree with you that people get frustrated because they hear about this, you know, whether it's Hillary Clinton, you know, with her emails and destroying evidence and all this stuff. I mean, we got J6 people just because, you know, they went down and maybe they broke the law. But I mean, you know, 17, 18 years of punishment, I mean, seems rather extreme, especially when you have people operating. I mean, elected officials that are supposed to know better and the way they are haphazard with national security. I mean, it just there just seems to be a disconnect. So what's happening, what I'm considering, John, is the damage that it has to the electorate. You know, we the people, because they're going, wait a minute, you know, we thought we lived in a just America. I mean, I understand the argument is, you know, there's this recent argument about social justice and the inequality of it. I get that argument. But by and large, you know, I would think that the majority of people would want to believe that the majority of what we do is pretty fair-minded. And what's happening now is we're off the rails. I mean, there's no fairness, and it's real clear. And, you know, there's no apology. It's in your face what they're doing to a candidate who is leading the way right now, the leading candidate for president of an opposing party. And you've got the power structure in force doing everything they can to kneecap this guy. In fact, I don't know if you read this, but because this just came out yesterday, John, that a Obama selected a judge in West Palm Beach rejected a move by some attorneys there that wanted to remove Donald Trump off the ballot based on the 14th Amendment.
Right. And everywhere Trump goes, they're going to persecute him.
Right.
They're never going to give him a break. And to me, Bill, again, this just personally is, you know, the fact that he has so much incoming from everywhere, you know, because DeSantis, the media kind of gives them kid gloves. Even the Washington Post, I was reading the Washington Post about something about Ron DeSantis. This was a little while back that, you know, he's treated like a rock star wherever he goes. And yeah, right. He might have some policies that we disagree with on the left, but he's, you know, he's kind of like a rock star. They don't say that about Trump. They keep coming after him. They say everything he says is a lie. They say everything he says has been, you know, quote unquote debunked. So you've got the justice system coming after him. You've got the media coming after him. You've got CEOs that hate this guy. All the left hates this guy. For all of the things that I disagree with about Trump, the vaccine and warp speed being a big one, being the big, you know, numero uno for me.
Right.
He's got so much incoming, and these judges on the left, they hate him so much, it makes me like, this has to be my guy.
Yeah.
There's a reason they hate him. It's like me thinking.
Yeah, why? You know, why do they hate him so much? You know, methinks you complain too much. You know, that's a lot of evidence in and of itself, right? And the thing is that Donald Trump is upending the apple cart. We were just talking with Robert McGinnis about the deep state. I mean, but for Donald Trump, nobody talked about the deep state, right? Before Donald Trump, we hardly heard anything about the southern border. You know, on and on. And then what do you hear over and over again? You know, after all these investigations, all these Democrat attorneys, millions of dollars of the people's money spent, and you go, dang, Trump is right again. You know, and here we go. I mean, so they are greatly threatened because again, the deep state is well established. They're well organized. And they're perfectly situated, and they're happy to be where they are, pulling the levers of our government and taking control of we the people. And we the people, John, we're fooling ourselves in thinking that we still operate under a democratic republic. We've been sold out. We've been sold out, and we're controlled by these Marxists and the deep state. And you see, Trump knows it, and they're afraid that the longer the Trump hangs around, that they're going to get further exposed, and somebody's going to end up moving their cheese, and this is going to make them extremely cranky.
Yeah, and he'll just keep raising more money off these indictments. It always shoots them in the foot.
Well, you know, you can't help but feel for the guy. And the other thing, too, is I ask like you do, is where's the rest of the Republican Party? Why aren't they circling wagons and supporting this man? Because exactly, and that's a whole other discussion. Got to go to break. More from John Fleetwood after
this. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood is with us, the managing editor for American Faith, and he's talking how Americans are thinking that the COVID vaccine kills. And their thoughts about this, like anything, John, it comes from experience, is what they're tying together. Experience, the things they're reading. You know, the mainstream media has lost so much credibility, they can't even address this issue. Dr. Fauci can't even address, I mean, although there's a percentage, I get it, maybe 35, and if you want to round it up, say 40% of the public somehow still gives Dr. Fauci credit. I don't know how they do it, but they choose to do so because, you know, the facts are undeniable that whether it's Dr. Fauci, the WHO, you know, Collins, the rest of the cabal, they didn't help the American people whatsoever. I mean, they really put us in dire straits. And for what? For what? To manipulate an election and to manipulate the people. That's what I can see. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you're right. 33%, so it's a third of Americans say that the COVID vaccine has actually mm-hmm. taken the life of people instead of helped people prevent illness. And that same study, which was done by the Kaiser Family Foundation, found that 25% of people, a quarter of the American population, believe that the MMR vaccine causes autism. Now, I got two points on this, Bill. The first is a media point, kind of a comment on the media. And then the second is just let's get some facts from the CDC's own database. The first, the media point, is I saw this on a mainstream, I found this lead, this Kaiser survey, on a mainstream mm-hmm. news outlet. And right. the way that they angled this information that a third of Americans say that COVID vaccines do kill people in some cases, the way they angled it is, oh my gosh, look, a third of the American people are crazy.
Right.
So the media angled it that way. But the problem with that is, and now here's the actual fact, is that the CDC's own vaccine adverse event reporting system, this comes from the CDC itself, the government, mm-hmm. confirmed mm-hmm. that there right. have been no less than 35,980 deaths linked the COVID shot. So how dare the mainstream media try to spin it as if a third of the American people are crazy lunatic, you know, conspiracy theorists? There's nothing wrong with a conspiracy. Look at what's coming out with JFK, by the way. It's like, come on, let's stop being they conspired to kill Jesus. It's like, we need to mm-hmm. stop being afraid of this term. But how dare the mainstream media try to angle this as if a third of the American people are crazy for thinking the COVID vaccine kills, when the mm-hmm. CDC's own data says that there are 36,000 deaths linked to the COVID shot. And a follow-up to that, Bill, is that a 2010 analysis conducted by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, their agency for healthcare research and quality, established, this was in 2010, completed by Harvard doctors, that fewer than 1%, less than 1% of vaccine adverse events that do occur are even reported to the CDC in the first place. Meaning, if the U.S. government data is correct, you need to multiply any number you get from the VAERS CDC data by 100.
Exactly.
Which means that, if that's correct, there have been more like 3.5 million deaths linked to the COVID vaccine. So, you know, a third of the U.S. public are not crazy for believing in that the COVID vaccine can kill. They're just believing the government's own data.
Well, John, you know, what it prompts me to think is that maybe you and I had to sit down and write an article about all the conspiracies that became reality, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, think about it. I mean, everything is always, you know, and the thing is about it is that the mainstream media who cancels these, you know, conspiracies, they walk away and live another day, you know, because of the way the news cycle works and people forget. Well, they need to be reminded that conspiracies are warnings to people and how they've saved lives along the way, these conspiracies, right?
And that term conspiracy actually comes from the cover up of the JFK assassination. That I think it goes back to JFK. It might have been what was the Russia one before that? McCarthy hearings. I think it was the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. I think as people at the time when Kennedy was killed were saying, I think there's more to the story than this, mm-hmm. which is something I'm doing right now and you're doing right now, they're called conspiracy theorists, and it's a label. It's
right.
That will somehow shield. It's shielding yeah. someone. Who's it shielding?
It's a disqualifier, and it's an impingement upon our First Amendment right. And when we do this,
right.
as you and I have discussed this over and over again, it affects our intellect. We're more stupid as a result because we've removed information. I mean, look what's happening with Jordan Peterson up in Canada, John.
Oh,
I mean, you know, they have circled the wagons around him, you know, just like they're doing here in the United States with doctors. How dare they, you know, prescribe ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? You know, how dare they save lives and they act independent of the WHO and what the star chambers of the state of California have dictated to these doctors. So now they're under threat of losing their license. Some, like Mercola, have lost their license.
Right.
You know, there's another one that comes to mind barely, and Halfpenny or something. I can't remember her name right now specifically. I know she's been on with us before, and they've taken away her license for what? Saving lives? For bringing the truth, to bearing the truth against a lie in order to save people? I mean, this is what it's come down to. And now Jordan Peterson in Canada is being reprogrammed. He's got to go to a camp. And it's really cool because he says, hey, I'm going to document this deal. I'm going to put it on video. I want there to be full disclosure. I hope he can do that, you know, so that everybody can see that it's undeniable what Canada is doing. And what America needs to open their eyes and ears to is that, look, if it's happening to our neighbor in the north, don't think that ugly pandemic of mind control is not going to come south into the United States if it hasn't already, because people are already being conditioned. I mean, they're doing this to Donald Trump. They're doing it to the J6ers. You know, how dare you think independently of what Nancy Pelosi and I'm going, hey, wait a minute. How come nobody has asked the question and held Nancy Pelosi or Muriel Bowser, you know, accountable for what happened to January 6th. I mean, last I've read and been aware of is Nancy Pelosi is fully responsible for the security of the Capitol building. Well, she did a lousy job. You know, she did
yeah.
a lousy job. Muriel Bowser, she was missing in action. She was warned that these things were coming up, and she did nothing. And then, so what happens, they use Donald Trump and anybody associated, you know, with the right and Republicans and the J6ers, they're all scapegoats.
Right. And I think it's important to underscore, Bill, that, like, let's be philosophically accurate here. If we're being called conspiracy theorists, let's say we are, and let's say the term is, let's define it the way they define it, and we're crazy, let's say that. Well, calling somebody a conspiracy theorist or any name is called an ad hominem fallacy. It's a
right.
fallacy of logic. Just because I call you a poopy head doesn't mean that when you say 2 + 2 = 4 that you're wrong. You're still right, regardless of whatever kind of verbal label I address you as, whatever name I call you. Doesn't remove the fact that I'm speaking truth. Maybe I'm not, but that's what we need to do, is that when we make the claims we're claiming about whatever, COVID vaccines or Bill Gates or the WEF or BlackRock, we analyze them on whether or not those claims correspond with reality and are therefore true. It doesn't matter if I'm a poopy head or a conspiracy theorist. You got to analyze what we're saying on the basis of whether it corresponds with reality. Otherwise,
bottom line
is of logic.
Exactly. Bottom line. It really is. It's not that complicated. But, you know, the left doesn't want to have a discussion. They're afraid of debate. And so it's easier for them to just tell you to shut up and cancel you. John Fleetwood, thank you, sir.
Chavis, Jr., president of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. Smoking is bad for your health, and we do not want our kids to smoke. Cigarette smoking is at an all-time low in America because of education. Youth smoking is at the lowest point in our history because of education. History has shown shown us that bans and prohibitions do not work. Banning menthol is preferred by over 80% of African Americans who choose to smoke is racial profiling because the ban does not apply to cigarettes preferred by white smokers. Banning menthols will expand the underground market of illegal cigarettes and the need for police to come into black and brown communities to enforce a menthol ban. We strongly urge you to oppose the racially discriminatory ban on menthol cigarettes. Let's support education to reduce smoking and not criminalization that can lead to fines, arrests, and negative interactions with police in black and brown communities.
Sponsored by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
USA News Update. New numbers for illegal immigrants crossing the open border into the United States are in. 117,000 people were added in August to the already millions of illegal immigrants allowed into the country due to the Biden administration's decision to keep the border open. New York City Mayor Eric Adams yesterday calls out Biden.
We need the national government to stand up. This is not a New York City issue. This is a national issue, and it must be resolved. We must expedite work visas. It's just common sense.
The White House says they have America's open borders under control. Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has done what he can from here, from the federal government, from the White House, to put forth and manage our border in a safe and humane way to respect the dignity of every human.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Before the top of the hour, we're going to talk fire and rain, and I know you think it's quite rich that Bill Martinez has managed to get James Taylor on the line with us. This is not that James Taylor, but we're still going to talk fire and rain because we're going to take a look at the climate, you know, from Joe Biden to the climate activists. They couldn't help once again but to associate a natural disaster with man-made climate change. Is it perception or reality? And inquiring people want to know, where is the scientific proof? Well, James Taylor, the president of the Heartland Institute, is with us right now. Hey, James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Don't you love the timing? James Taylor, fire and rain, here we are. We're talking weather elements. I mean, this is just, coincidental, right?
Well, it works for me.
Yeah, hey, I'm happy to have it on. I know some of the people. I got some friends go, oh, we're very funny, Bill. You get James Taylor on, talk about climate. Yes, okay. All right, so help us understand because, this is something that, you know, most people aren't all that concerned about when, the government wants to talk about, you know, climate change. They've shoved this down our throat. They have spent an inordinate amount of money, trillions of dollars, chasing, you know, the climate hoax. But yet it continues. I mean, even to the point, I got to tell you, James, I had a conversation with my young granddaughter here recently, and, she's been conditioned. Her school is conditioned that, it's all a man-made issue, that man is the problem here. So, let's speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, okay?
All right. Well, I think the bigger issue isn't so much who or what is the problem, but rather, is there a problem? Because when you look at the temperatures that we're experiencing now, compared to most of the time that human civilization has existed, civilization's been around for about 6,000 years, Temperatures were warmer than today. Scientists know this. It's even in the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report. Temperatures have been warmer than today for most of the time period that human civilization has existed. With far less technology than today, we've done quite fine. Moreover, the asserted extreme weather events, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, wildfires, we know objective data shows that they are getting less frequent and less severe. But people cave into the media propaganda and believe that we're facing some sort of human-caused crisis.
Yeah. You know, to make those kind of statements, first of all, it's unscientific. It's irresponsible. But, you know, the president can't help himself. You know, they're not going to let any good crisis go to waste, as they say. That's part of their mantra. But it's like, wait a minute, why are you flat out lying to the people? I mean, at some point, James, I want their credibility to be, you know, so in question. I mean, you know, more and more people are believing less and less in our government officials because they've lied to us. But I'm waiting for that final straw that finally breaks the back that people just say, you know, I don't want to hear from you anymore. Why don't you just shut up, go home, go in retirement, stay at the beach. I don't care. Because you're not helping us one iota.
Yeah, well, it's become a political issue. This is a way that, first of all, you have people on the political left who can drum up support by inventing a mythical crisis with government being the solution and the answer. So people run to them for salvation. That's good for them politically. And you also have it as a way to cover up for your own problems and mistakes. In Hawaii, for example, you have a wildfire, and we know for a fact NASA satellites have documented that wildfires have declined dramatically in recent decades. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, when a wildfire occurs because the utility didn't maintain their wires, that's what the evidence seems to suggest.
And exactly. Which was routine, by the way. Let me say that, James. They have done this just like in California. There is a recycling theme and occurrence that happens in California because it is wrong from the get-go. They don't want to, you know, manage the brush. So the brush builds up, fires come, they destroy the land there with all the fires, rains come, then you get mudslides, only to recycle again, and we go through the same cycle. In Maui, Hawaii, my daughter lives there. In fact, she lived in the central part of Lahaina. Everybody, all her neighbors' homes were destroyed. You know, by the grace of God, their home was not. It's a miracle. It's incredible. But they know that 3-4 times a year on that particular mountain, there are fires and the fires come down. But by and large, they stay on the other side of Highway 30. Very rarely do they come across. This time, because of the hurricane and the winds that were coming in, it threw the winds right down into the Lahaina Valley, into the city there, and just torched it. But
right.
So this is a routine occurrence that has been taking place there in Maui, just like in California. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Right. And so you had local government that denied the water, the resources that were required to fight the fire. And then you have Joe Biden, who can't see to it to leave his Delaware beach vacation doing nothing about it. So what do you do when you have the mismanagement of the lands, the failure of an adequate response in Hawaii, and an absence of leadership in Washington, D.C.? You blame climate change.
Exactly.
And yeah. Half the country, those who are left of center, are going to go along with it. It gets you off the hook.
Well, I'll tell you, the people in Maui especially, they know firsthand, and their eyes are opening up in a major way because I think back in January, now it's pretty well publicized and accepted, that there was a meeting of the politicos there in Maui, you know, coming up with this vision specifically there in Lahaina of a updated, you know, Tomorrowland, you know, all electric city. And interestingly enough, 8 months later, now you've got that city that's absolutely decimated. And the thing the governor came in and warned about, and of course, you always know when politicians say something, you have to believe the opposite, because he said he would stand in the way of any outsider coming in and buying land. He's not standing in the way. He's opening the door. And that's what's happening is these poor people, there's no way they're going to be able to afford to rebuild. The taxes are going to go up. And that whole area, the way we remember Maui, remember it in your mind, because that is gone. It will not be put back as it was.
Right. And when they blame climate change, I hope our listeners will remember this. The NASA satellite instruments have been monitoring very precisely from space the amount of land globally that's burned by wildfires. They've been monitoring it since 1998. Since that time, global wildfires have decreased by 24%. And that follows peer-reviewed studies in the scientific literature showing that throughout the 20th century, wildfires decreased throughout the century. So global warming, climate change, is not going to make wildfires disappear entirely. But you can't blame any wildfire that occurs on climate change when we know for a fact that as the Earth modestly warms, wildfires are continuing to decrease in frequency and severity. You can't blame climate change when there's a decrease.
Well, and that's solid proof, right? This is empirical evidence, James. How do you deny that? But I guess, you know, if you've been indoctrinated for so long and told this is what you're supposed to believe. See, this is the challenge I have, and I warn our listeners all the time, is you have to own your own knowledge. Even the things that you're hearing today from James Taylor, take it in stride. Hopefully it motivates you. Do your own research. Check it out for yourself so that it becomes something that you own, so that when somebody throws a bumper sticker response up in your face, you can say, oh, not so. This is, you know, are you aware of what's happening and what the NASA evidence has been sharing with us since, you know, as you said, 1998, right?
Right. And let me also encourage listeners to go to a website. It is climateataglance.com. That's a website that we at the Heartland Institute have put together. We've taken 30, 40 of the most commonly discussed climate change topics, hurricanes, wildfires, you name it, and we present in 1- and 2-page summaries. They're short, digestible, but scientifically compelling. We give you the truth. Climateataglance.com. This is how you fend off. If there's a hurricane that forms in the Gulf of Mexico and they blame it on climate change, you get the truth about hurricanes and climate change. And you can share that with your friends and neighbors.
James, you're exactly right. What a great service for people, because we need to be empowered with knowledge, because as my good friend John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute says, that knowledge precedes action, and we want the right knowledge to precede the right action. Know from what you speak, because meanwhile the government is spending our tax money on this hoax. Unbelievable. So climateataglance.com is where you need to go. James Taylor, thank you.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. My good friend Adam Holtz, the director of for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, is with us right now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, good. You're all set for a weekend of, you know, all kind of movie madness?
Oh, boy, there is not much movie madness this weekend, weirdly enough.
Well, maybe you might want to check in with the AI. You know, you can talk to Jesus now. They got this AI. Have you checked that out?
I have heard about it. I haven't checked it out. There's also one for Satan. You know, if Jesus isn't really the kind
of guy. You got to pay for Satan. You got to pay for Satan, though, up front. Well, and you get like four questions. I did try it out. I did a TV hit with Newsmax last weekend, and I was on the panel, and I think I was the only one that actually checked it out. And, you know, and I just was asking questions just to see, okay, what kind of response we're going to get. And anytime I asked any kind of, you know, question, it was, well, you got to know this is, essentially I'm a robot. What do you,
right.
You know, kind of deal. Like, oh, yeah, that's my Jesus. He's robotic, you know. So it's like,
well, and the thing with I'm of two very different minds on the Jesus AI one. On one hand, my knee-jerk reaction is probably similar to a lot of your listeners, which is, come on, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Just go read the Bible.
Yeah.
But if you take a step back, I think you could also say, you know, AI is meant to basically parse and synthesize information. And so as long as it's drawing from Scripture, maybe you end up getting a result that is a fairly biblical answer. It just, you know, I have to say.
I didn't get that. Yeah, I didn't get that,
okay.
Adam.
What was your experience?
My experience was that, because I was asking questions of, what is it that, what is it that we should know right now? And, then it was kind of like a cover your back end kind of a statement.
Right.
There was
right.
nothing there. So, like, if you're really talking to Jesus, I think Jesus would have something specific, even from a scriptural standpoint, to refer to. Now, sometimes they'll refer to scripture, but it is in a very nebulous sort of way. And to me, the danger that comes into play is that people are substituting the fake for the legitimate, and just as you said in the opening, you know, hey, it's in the Bible. Do your homework, check out the Word of God. AI is it falls so incredibly short that I think it's quite dangerous, and it's like one of those things. You know, again, the Bible warns us that heaven help those that would add or take away one iota from the Word of God, right? And I think that they're on dangerous, they're running on dangerous property here.
Well, and the problem with AI, any AI, we're not talking about Jesus now, but just technologically, you know, one of the things that I have read about it, which when you think about it, I'm like, well, that makes a lot of sense, is you're going to get a degradation of accuracy over time because AI is only as good as A, the information it's pulling from, but B, somebody is programming an algorithm to help it learn how to think. And so you can't escape bias, right? You're going to get the bias baked in. But when you take that bias
and human bias, which we know we can't count on to begin with, but yeah, go ahead. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when you take that bias and you combine it with the fact that we're seeing lots of stories about mistakes being made, that it's not reliable, it's sort of like when we all first started using Wikipedia, right? It's like, oh, Wikipedia is user-generated content. There's no reason to believe it's any more or less accurate than anything else we find on the internet. You've got to verify it. But if you have AI creating more content and then, you know, more layers of AI drawing from that content, you're going to get an ongoing degradation of your information, even apart from the bias. Like, I think there are multiple problems here. And I'm already seeing it as a shortcut to doing your own work and doing your own thinking. And
exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure there are applications in which AI can synthesize important information that you can verify in a way that accelerates and creates efficiency. But my fear is it's going to get applied in lots of ways that are ultimately damaging because it lacks a critical intellect to, you know, to really parse things. And you're going to get mistakes, and you're not even going to know you have a mistake until there's a consequence. And
well,
I think it's going to be bad for society in general. I'm sort of a Luddite on this one.
Yeah. Well, you make a good point here because the nature of our humanity is that, you know, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. We want the results right away. We want to be smart right away without, you know, putting in the effort. You know, we admire people who are uber intellectual, but you don't pause for a minute to think what it took, you know, for them. What was the investment that they made in order to exercise the intellect to the dimension that you're seeing displayed here? It doesn't happen. You know, you don't take a pill, but we are so pill oriented. We think, oh, well, I'll just take a smart pill or whatever it is. But, you know, all this stuff is dangerous. And especially, you know, I mean, the Bible warned us, right, that there would be that period of time where knowledge would abound and people would be running, you know, like chickens with its heads cut off, basically, my interpretation. And that, you know, they would see it, but not quite apprehend it. And I see in this information age in which we live in right now, we're kind of running helter-skelter. And we're missing out on these things. And it's like, whoa. I mean, if Jesus doesn't come soon and very soon, there's, you know, like I said, there's going to be madness is going to abound.
Yeah, I mean, we're already at a place because of the massive amount of information, the massive number of sources of information, and our soundbite culture, where I think we can agree pretty readily that critical thinking ain't what it used to be.
Oh, no doubt.
Right? Like we're not good at thinking deeply, and there's a lot of research that shows one of the casualties of the internet age is deep, sustained, reflective thinking. And how much more is AI going to reinforce that problem? We were at a family reunion a couple weeks ago, and I had a nephew say, oh, yeah, I've been using AI to write my papers for the last couple of years. And so, you know, they don't even know how to think about stuff anymore. They just know how to use the tools to get the end result. And I think there's incredible, incredible jeopardy in that for our culture, Bill.
Well, and I would agree because, again, you're not doing the hard work. You're not doing the deep dive that, you know, okay, so you get a degree. And people are going to think, okay, you're pretty smart, until you open your mouth and they realize that, you know, you're walking around, you have no ethos, there's no empathy, there's no connection with the things that you believe. You're quite hollow and empty. And, and I think this is the thing that will be a characteristic of this next generation because of this, because they're not owning their own knowledge. They're not stepping up and taking responsibility. And I'm not saying this like as if our generation got it all perfect. I mean, what I'm sharing with you is experience. These are the mistakes that we made, and why we are handing the baton on to this next generation, maybe in part with our head down a little bit and thinking, maybe we failed you.
Well, there's so much to talk about here, and I think when you combine that with this enormous emphasis on, you know, the woke diversity, equity, inclusion paradigm, it's like not only are we not critically thinking, we're also being conditioned, you know, we being young people in the system, to think a certain way. I don't know if you saw the article this week. I believe it was at the University of Alabama. You know, there was a staff member there that said the entire purpose of everything that happens here now is DEI. You know, it's about a woke worldview. And, you know, I suspect, well, when I went to college, and I feel like an old man saying that, certainly things were tending and trending in a liberal direction. I went to the University of Iowa. I went to a big state school. It was hardly a Christian institution. But that was in the late 80s, and I still feel like even as late as that, there was an understanding that a classical liberal arts education, it was broad, and we were teaching you how to think for yourself, as opposed to teaching you, here's exactly what you have to think, and if you are outside of what we are prescribing, well, those views are forbidden. And that's where we're at now, Bill. And I think when you combine it with the AI thing, I don't want to sound like Chicken Little, but I think there's a lot for us to be concerned about.
Well, one of the good things, in a sense, you know, we haven't totally abandoned we're definitely getting close, where everything is being forced upon you and that you have to, you know, check in your brains at the door, is, Forbes reported where, you know, these businesses now are realizing that DEI may be DIE. Because they're in it, you know, to make money, right?
Right.
And, you know, it may sound fancy and it's all colloquial and you get all these, you know, highfalutin grads with, their pretty documents and all that. And, and that's all fine and well. But the bottom line is the bottom line. Are you helping us grow or are you killing us? And these businesses are realizing DEI is now DIE.
Yeah, well, and I think Disney is, like, you know, example number one there. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and Bud Light, yeah, Target.
Exactly.
I mean, the line is stellar. It's like, okay, you are realizing the hard way that, you know, we warned you about gravity. We told you gravity existed, and you insisted it didn't. And so now, here, all your employees are all bruised up and broken up and everything else, and you've all but destroyed your businesses in the process. Do you believe in gravity now? You know, it's like I keep saying, you know, it's like God has opened up the sky and saying, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Oh, it's insane. But, you know, hey, look, our prayer is that we would align with God. And because we know if we do right, it will go well for us. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPatriotSupply.com.